2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osman Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks a lot for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. And it is beautiful at Osmond Designs right now. We have all of our spring decor out. It's so gorgeous. I love all the new colors, the new fragrances, the new fabrics. It's always a great time at Osmond Designs. We have locations in Orem and in Lehi. If you're in the area, check it out. Right now, we are running an additional 20% off sale, the lowest mark price in our store. So everything's on sale. Bring your trucks and trailers and come and pick it up today, which is a lot of fun. Okay, I am so excited, so excited to introduce our guest today. We have the other side on the show with us here on the Real Estate Show. You know, yeah, drum roll, so excited. We have Diego Cortez and Sierra Labuti on the show. Welcome, you guys.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yep, thank you. It's an honor.
Of course. If you have not heard of The Other Side, you are missing out because they are making a name here in the Utah community. And I love your story. What is The Other Side? Diego, maybe we'll start with you.
Yeah. So The Other Side Academy is a 30-month long program that helps out individuals who struggle with, you know, a long path or past of, you know, criminal activity, drug addiction, in and out of jails and prison, homelessness, people who lost their way in life. And so they commit to the Other Side Academy for a minimum of that 30 month to learn life skills, recalibrate the moral compass, if you will, learn how to become a contributing member of society, being honest, accountable, telling the truth, and for once stop being a burden to society and their loved ones.
Sierra, what's your story? How did you become involved?
Well, I found out about The Other Side Academy in 2015. At this time, I was incarcerated in Weber County Jail. You know, my journey began in my teenage years. What I thought was innocent partying, you know, drinking and taking pills on the weekends, you know, quickly turned into a major substance abuse problem for me, you know, to the point where I was once very popular. I had a lot of friends. I played sports in high school to, you know, landing myself on the streets of Ogden with only a backpack to my name. You know, I'd made myself unwelcome everywhere because of all the poor decisions that I had made, and I had become a full-blown heroin addict, and I really thought that was my story, and that's where it was going to end. You know, after multiple arrests, I found myself in front of the judge facing a lengthy prison sentence, and, you know, he gave me an opportunity, and that opportunity was to go to The Other Side Academy, and I haven't looked back since.
Wow. And Sierra, right now, you are running two thrift boutiques for The Other Side.
Yes, we have two stores. There is one in Mill Creek and one in Murray. And, you know, we specialize in high quality secondhand furniture, clothing, home goods, exercise equipment, you name it. I mean, we not only believe in second chances for people, but and for your gently used items as well.
That's amazing. Okay, so you do take donations. How do people go about doing that?
So there's multiple ways that you can donate. You can drop donations off at either one of our locations Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6. You can just drive around to our back dock and our team will help you unload. You can We also pick up. So we do pick up donations throughout the valley completely free of charge as long as these are items that we can resell. So to schedule a donation pickup, we just need photos of the items that you wanted to donate in an email with your name, address, and, you know, that email is thrift@theothersideacademy.com.
Excellent. Diego, tell us your story and what you are in charge of.
Yeah, so my story, I was a lost kid looking for acceptance, and I ended up finding that in gangs. So as a kid, I grew up thinking that my life revolved about reputation and what people viewed me as. And so I did a lot of bad things to obtain that. Well, 17 years old, I was faced with a 10 of life gun charge. And I had to make a decision, you know, do I want to continue doing this and seek that reputation in prisons and get that acknowledgement, if you will, from the people in there, or do I want to change my life around? And so, you know, 2015, I was going in and out. And luckily, it was programmed before prison was coming around. And so the judge took mercy upon me and said, Mr. Cortez, I don't know what kind of help you need, but find that help. If I see you in front of my courtroom again, you would do all that time in prison. And so luckily, the other side academy was brand new starting. And what caught my attention was that it was 2 years. We're 2.5 years long now. But I knew I needed something long, something intense, because left to my own devices, I made all the wrong decisions. So during my stay at the academy, I've learned that it's not about reputation, because that's what merely people think about you. It's about your character, because in the end, that's who you are as a person. And I had to learn that the hard way. I had to realize who I was of an ugly person, that I was seeking everybody's acceptance and approval, when the one I should be looking up to is myself, if I'm okay with who I am as a person. And that's what I had to change. I'm grateful for that, because now I don't know how I finagled my way to become the department of the movie company, but I help oversee it now. Last year we made about past $4 million, and all that money goes back to the academy to keep our doors open for our students who need the help, just like Sierra and myself. We are full service. If you want us to do a pack and move, we would do free on-site estimates, give you an idea of how much it's going to cost for it, if it's going to be a 1 day, 2 days, whatever you need. Moving in itself is not the most satisfying thing to do. So our job is not just to move your guys' possessions, but also remove some of that stress. That's our ultimate goal. We also have started a storage facility in our warehouse. So if you don't want to deal with any of that, we can just show up, once again, do an on-site estimate, pack all your stuff. We will label it, bring it to our warehouse. You know where it's at. It's secured. No public access. It will be in a vault in the climate control. We also started doing businesses with designer companies. So if designer companies wants to hire us for their shipping and handling, white glove service, we've started doing that as well. We're doing a fantastic job of it. The guys come in, they'll come and drop it off with us. We will unwrap it from the boxes, put it back in the same materials, have pictures of the condition it's in, send it to you guys, and then once you want it delivered, you will call us with the advance notice, and we'll make sure all that stuff gets delivered.
Unbelievable. First of all, let me just tell you how inspiring you are, both of you. I'm so proud of you. How incredible that you would come on KSL today and share your stories about where you've been and the changes that you have made in your life to improve yourself and to make the world a better place. And I cannot thank you enough for that. And I also want to admire and champion your businesses that you are running to not only help yourself, but to help other people.
You know, the first thing I think of, first, I've heard about your reputations that these businesses are 5-star. I've heard it over and over again. But I'd imagine, first of all, Diego, there's a lot of resistance out there. Oh, no, we're going to get moved by a bunch of prison inmates. Do you have to deflect a lot of that?
So a funny story. I had a customer call me one day, and the customer was like, do you guys hire felons? And I said, listen, I'm going to be completely honest with you and transparent. If you go hire a different moving company, you're hiring felons. The only difference between them and us, we're transparent about who you're hiring, and the quality of character that you're hiring is completely different than any other moving company. We don't smoke. We're not on cell phones. We're not stealing. We're respectful for one another and the families.
That's fantastic. And that's a great answer. And a phenomenal sales point, let's be honest,
let's be
right?
Honest. Okay, so full disclosure, I hired your company to recently move my home. You guys were the best. Okay, so I own furniture stores, and my warehouse guys are amazing. But my home was a big project, and I didn't want to take the time to not have my warehouse guys be able to not deliver to our customers to come and move my personal home. So I hired your company, just expecting a typical moving company. You know, they're all probably the same, and didn't really have any expectations. So that day, we scheduled 2 days because I had a large home and a lot of stuff, way too much stuff. And your team showed up, and there were probably eight of you. And I have never been so blown away by men of your caliber that have the, and I honestly get emotional even thinking about it, but the work ethic. I've never seen men unload and load a truck as quickly as your team. And it was all just cheering each other on. And you would go and you would drop something off and then you would run back to the truck. And it went literally for 8 hours each day. And it and they were sweating and you could tell they were exhausted and so respectful in every way. Today we have the other side on the show with us today. We do this real estate show every single week and we've never had you on before, and I don't know why we haven't before now. 4 years later, we finally get to brag about you, and I'm so proud to have you on as friends. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with Jeff Kaplan from KSL. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with Sierra and Diego.
Dinner time. It's where little moments are cherished. With Blue Cash Preferred, get 6% cash back at U.S. supermarkets and bring everyone together. I did say everyone. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-bcp. Terms and cash back cap apply with Blue Cash Preferred.
GEICO makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in three requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through GEICO. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And we've been doing this KSL Radio Show for just over 4 years. And every single week, I love the shows. We have real estate agents on. We have contractors on. We have the Home Builders Association presidents on, and plumbers and electricians and everyone. But today is special because we have the other side on with us today. When you are in real estate, at some point you will be moving into a home or moving out of a home, and you will need a moving service. And today I am excited to recommend one of my favorite moving companies ever that I've used, besides my own warehouse guys. I do love them, but you guys are absolutely incredible, and you can be hired, and you make moving fun again and easy. I was able to drink my Diet Coke and watch eight guys running, literally running, moving all of my things, and they were smiling, and they were respectful, And I was so proud to have them in my home. And I just love bragging about you guys.
I remember that you were like right after you moved, you came in here to do the show the next week. And off air, you couldn't stop talking about how amazing these guys were.
It's true. And I said, Jeff, if you ever need to move, this is a company. And I didn't even know much of your story other than a few of the guys I had talked to just throughout the day. Even at lunchtime, I had just asked them, how did you become involved with this? Tell me about your organization. I had a little bit of history. It was just a recommendation from another friend. And I was blown away by everyone loves to champion, you know, the happy ever after story. And that's really what Sierra and Diego are here today sharing with us. Diego, you run the Other Side Movers, correct?
Correct, yes.
It's incredible. You came from being incarcerated. Yeah. Doing drugs, in gangs, all of that. And here you are running a multi-million dollar company. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, just being a part of a great organization as the Other Side Academy, I like to say I'm just a spoke in the wheel. You know, my team is who continues the reputation of the moving company, keeps the culture the same, right? We believe in integrity, being fair with our customers, and just, you know, providing that service for all our clients. And so, you know, I believe you get that same service in all our social enterprises that we have. And it's a blessing to be with the Other Side Academy.
It's a blessing to know you. And Sierra, you run the two thrift boutiques.
I do.
And they're donated furniture and all of the money goes back to the organization. Is that correct?
That is correct. And, you know, they're not just your typical thrift store. I mean, when you think of a thrift store, you walk in, they can be dark, unorganized, you know.
They smell bad sometimes.
Absolutely. And it is completely different when you walk into one of our two locations. I mean, one, it's going to smell good. It's going to smell good. It is clean. You're going to see, you know, furniture vignettes set up in a way that you would want to see in your home. Everything from the couch, the rug, the coffee table, and the open book on the coffee table, because we want you to be able to visualize seeing this in your living room, you know. And you are going to find, one, it is high quality furniture. We are definitely trying to help you save money as well. You can find, you know, a brand new or gently used Bassett dresser for $200. If you're looking for clothing, you're going to find your favorite Lululemon leggings for $9.
Unreal.
And all why, I mean, and you're going to hear the stories of redemption. I mean, our students are there working on the sales floor, learning, you know, job skills, and they want to share their stories with you.
You know, but when she talks about the thrift shop, she sounds like you talking about your furniture store.
You are right. And that is exactly what we're trying to look like. We're trying to look like Osmond Designs.
Oh, you're so cute. So people can actually call you and you will pick up their items. I think that's something that makes your thrift store just a little bit different.
Yeah, because nobody really wants to go and get that elliptical or sectional out of their basement. You know, send us a few photos and we're about a week out with pickups and we'll send our fellas in. They will move it out of your house. You can get a tax write-off for it. We want to make it easy. And you got to think all this, everything that we sell out of our stores just goes back to the house to continue to help more people.
And Sierra, your story is just as incredible as Diego's, where you also had, what, heroin?
Yes, I was. I mean, before the Other Side Academy, I was a heroin addict. I was living out of my backpack on the streets of Ogden. I had made myself really quite unwelcome everywhere. And, you know, the Other Side Academy gave the opportunity to have a new life. And today I live a life that I really never dreamed was possible. I'm married. I have a beautiful little girl. I work for a remarkable organization where I get to continue to help people the same way that I was helped.
And you are so well spoken and you're beautiful. And I just am so proud to know you. I just think it's incredible. I love both of your stories. What are some of the other businesses that the Other Side does currently?
We have the Other Side Builders, where they offer home
remodels, little small jobs. I know they're taking like some landscaping jobs as well. It's starting off right now, and they're booming. You know, they're doing a remarkable job. So, you know, small jobs, little projects you guys don't want to do, give us a call. We will get you in contact with Jordan Holdway, who oversees the Other Side Builders, and he will go out and do a bid for you guys.
Excellent. Okay, you also have donuts.
Oh, yes, the donuts.
We cannot stop without talking about the donuts.
This is the most guilt-free, sweet indulgence you will ever experience.
Save this conversation because I have something to say about the donuts that you guys create and sell, but we have to take a break.
Yes, we do. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. More on donuts when we come back.
Dinner time. It's where little moments are cherished. With Blue Cash Preferred, get 6% cash back at U.S. supermarkets and bring everyone together. I did say everyone. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-bcp. Terms and cashback cap apply with Blue Cash Preferred.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. I'm glad you're listening. Jeff Kaplan here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores certainly high in Orem.
Jeff, and I am so excited to introduce you to my new friends. They are from the other side. We have Diego Cortez and Sierra Labuti on the show with us today. You know, this is the Real Estate Show. We always have great guests, but today's just a little bit special. I think we all love to cheer an underdog, and we all love that happily ever after story, and that is individually your stories, but then also all the other people that work with the Other Side Academy. We have Tim Stay in with us today. He actually was a former neighbor of mine, and he and his wife are incredible. And Tim is very involved in starting this entire program. And Tim, you're really a hero in this community. I love what you're doing. Not only are you giving opportunities for people, but you're teaching life skills that they can use their their entire lives for the next 50, 80 years. And I love that so much about you. So hats off to Tim Stay. Thank you. Diego, tell us your story again.
Yeah, so I grew up in a neighborhood in Glendale. The majority of the kids there were Hispanics, and gangs was well known there. So that was kind of the you know, if you're not hip with the gangs, then you're the outcast kid that's going to get picked on. You're ostracized. And so just easily I ended up falling into the whole gang influence. My cousins were affiliated with this, so I just thought that's what I was supposed to fall in place with. And so what that taught me is the value of a human being is what people thought about you. And the people that I was surrounding myself with, my influences, were liars, cheaters, manipulators. They hurt people physically, mentally, emotionally. And so I started implementing all that in myself. Little did I know that I became a monster. I was tearing at the fabric of the community, saying that this was my neighborhood. It was never my neighborhood. And so I always remembered as a kid walking in the alleys of Glendale with the inspiration of wanting to go to prison so I can get my status in there. And so I literally remember thinking, I don't want to graduate. I don't want to go to college. That's my degree, go to prison. And so, you know, they say, be careful what you wish for. You might get it. 17 years old, I'm faced with this gun charge. And, you know, reality hit me in the face. You know, is this what you really wanted? You know, luckily with the mercy of my judge, she gave me an opportunity to, you know, made me reevaluate myself. What exactly do I want in life? And so I made the decision to write the Other Side Academy when it came across my path. What I liked about it is that it was individuals just like me who's been incarcerated, prison, drug addicts, and they got their life together. They did a complete 360. And so I inspired that was inspiring to me. I wrote them. I followed their lead. That became my new neighborhood, if you will, the Other Side Academy. I started repping for them, for lack of better words, because that's the way I had to view things, because I was still a little thug in my head. But once I was able to buy into that, that became my whole purpose. Instead of trying to take lives and destroy them, I want to rebuild them and get them to the same level that I am. And so, you know, that's kind of my little story now. I went from a lost kid to finding purpose. And I just want to give it all back.
And now you run a multi-million dollar moving company. But along the way, there's no switch that just flips. You had an opportunity to get with the Other Side Academy, which has helped so, so many people in our community. At first, when you got involved, did you say, I can play this game, it keeps me out of jail?
Yes. I mean, I'll be lying if I said that wasn't the whole purpose. I was facing a 10 of life. 2 years is better than 10. So I made the decision to go do 2 years. And the beautiful thing about the academy is it doesn't matter if you're just there. Something about it thaws out your heart, makes you look at things a little bit differently. You start feeding into your conscience. You start recalibrating your moral compass because of all the influences there. And so you start, even if you don't want it, you start changing. You start viewing people as actual people.
I think there is something to be said about the marinade that you surround yourself in. And when you are around good people, you can't help but have some of that goodness get into you, and vice versa. If you're around bad people, the same happens.
Yeah, Sierra, you are who you surround yourself with.
You really are. And these people are incredible people, and they do all have stories. We all have stories about, you know, the good and the bad that have happened in our lives, and it's what you do with it and who you are in the end and the direction that you're facing that really makes all the difference in the world. And look at both of you. You're here representing these multi-million dollar businesses, and you have such incredible stories that really can help other people. To all of our KSL listeners, you know, it may be your son, it may be your daughter, it may be you yourself personally or your grandkids that are struggling, and there is hope and there is healing ahead, and it's not the end. So don't give up. There are organizations like The Other Side, and you can, just even by hiring your company, you are supporting future people that will be part of your organization. Is that correct, Sierra?
Yep, that's correct. Whether if you hire our movers, our construction company, you know, shop at our thrift boutiques or donate, every dollar generated is going to go back to the academy so that we can continue to help more people, you know, completely free of charge without any government funding or insurance.
Wow. Is this only in Utah?
We're also in Denver.
Denver. Mm-hmm. All right. This is something that needs to spread across the world. This is such an incredible organization. I'm so proud that both of you are here advocating and spreading your message and helping. Okay, on a positive, you know, a little lighter note, change subject here, donuts.
Hey, I have to talk
this
about the donuts.
This is where Jeff comes in.
Let's go.
Okay, so Scott Howell, he used to be a Democratic state senator here in Utah, Senate Minority Leader, in fact. He would come around the station for interviews and things like that. And I guess he was repping for the Other Side Academy. I saw him in the hall here at KSL. And he just casually said to me, he popped open a box and said, hey, want a donut? And I said, sure. And I pulled out this key lime donut.
Mm.
And I started eating it. And I practically started spitting crumbs because I just couldn't believe what I was having. It was the best donut I've ever had in the state of Utah, period. You guys are in the donut business?
Yes. Can I tell you, you're also supporting the Other Side of Village? You want to learn a little bit about them?
Yes, please.
I want to talk more about the donuts, but we can learn about the village, sure.
All right. So with the Other Side Academy, we can only help out a certain group of individuals, right? The people that we cannot help are people that need medication, dual diagnosis, in order to survive. The chronically homeless individuals, we can't accept them. We don't have the proper staff to help them out. So we don't want to just turn them away, right? They're also our brothers and sisters. So we started the Other Side Village. Now, we're building tiny homes to help all the homeless, the chronically homeless people become a part of the solution. We don't want them out there looking like they're tearing the fabric of the community. We want to empower them. That's where the donuts come in. The donuts, a lot of the villagers eventually will get to the point where they can be working at the donut shop, being a part of the solution, and then feeling that self-fulfillment. Hey, you know what? I don't have to be homeless anymore, or I don't have to be in this box. I can actually be a part of the solution.
I love that donuts are round. Let me just say that, because that is exactly what you're talking about. You know, it's a circle of life. In each of our circumstances, sometimes we are the person that needs help, and other times we are the person that can give help. And if you are listening today, please consider supporting The Other Side. They have a moving company. They have a contractor and landscaping company.
They do donuts. Mm-hmm. They have the Other Side Village. They have two thrift boutiques. Either donate or go buy things from these thrift boutiques. Any of this is helping your community and helping build Utah's environment to make it a better place for all of us.
I want to make sure you're building tiny homes. How big are they?
350
square feet. But it's enough to give somebody a solid roof over their head mm-hmm. and a place to stay and have a base in life. How many are you building? Because I've heard there are a few already erected. There are more coming.
There's going to be about 400 of them.
400 in Salt Lake City?
Yep.
That's absolutely fantastic. And is this also, I'll just ask, without government funding?
For operations, yes.
Okay, but the donut shop helps contribute. Where's the donut shop?
So the donut shop is 760 South Redwood Road. And, you know, just very similar to the Other Side Academy, we operate these enterprises to generate funds so that we're continue to do the things that we need to do. The village is going to be doing the same thing. And the donut shop is just completely taken off.
Wow. Okay, so speaking of award-winning donuts, let's talk a little bit about the Best of State program. This is an award program that I recently was at. In fact, I've been involved with them for many, many years. And this past year, I was a presenter on the stage. And the award that I was able to give this year was to the Other Side. And I have to tell you, the crowd went crazy. You definitely had the loudest cheers of anyone that had received an award that night. And just probably a month before that is when I moved. And so I teared up and just was so proud to be part of you receiving that award. And it sounds like you've been receiving that for several years, Sierra, specifically the boutique.
Yeah, well, our thrift boutiques have won the Best of SLC for the last 5 years. And, you know, we're hoping to take another year this year for number six. Oh, you know, and alongside all of these awards, our thrift stores, you know, combined, they have a total of over 6,000 five-star reviews. And those aren't easy to get. You know, people go on there on their own time and say kind things about, you know, the experiences that they have in our store. And that's something for all of our students to be proud of. I mean, 6,000.
6,000 really, really happy people. How do people find you guys? Social media, website?
Yep, you can find us on social media. I mean, you can find The Other Side Academy. It's www.theothersideacademy.com. Our movers and thrift boutiques also have a website. We are social. You can find our thrift stores on Instagram. It's at Tosa Thrift, as well as The Other Side Academy as well.
Excellent. You are listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with Jeff Kaplan with KSL Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with The Other Side.
Dinner time. It's where little moments are cherished. With Blue Cash Preferred, get 6% cash back at U.S. supermarkets and bring everyone together. I did say everyone. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-bcp. Terms and cashback cap apply with Blue Cash Preferred.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks for listening. Jeff Kaplan here. Heather Osmond's here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And we are having a sale at Osmond Designs. Come and check it out. We are loving everything that is currently in our store. All the spring, and it is getting a little warmer outside, which I'm grateful for. Today, I am especially excited for this show. If you are just joining us, you need to go back and listen to the previous episodes because you are going to be blown away and you do not want to miss this. We have The Other Side on the show with us today. They are a local Utah company. It sounds like you've also expanded in Colorado, but you have a moving company. You have a thrift boutique. You have a contractor and landscaping company, a donuts company. And I've also heard things about The Other Side Village, which is doing tiny homes, and your award winners. You have won Best of Salt Lake City as well as Best of State. Today, we have Sierra Labuti and Diego Cortez, who have both been sharing their stories. Sierra, unlike Diego's story, you became involved with The Other Side just a little bit differently than Diego.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, that's common for a lot of people to come to The Other Side Academy just as a get out of jail free card. And, you know, you kind of just, you see what you're missing when you get there. But not in my case. I mean, my life was absolute garbage. I mean, I had really thrown everything away in such a short period of time to where I really was homeless. You know, I was just sleeping where I could. I had a few articles of clothing and a backpack. You know, I would lie to, steal from, manipulate those closest to me, the ones who loved me, just to chase my next high. Whatever I had to do, that was the person I had become. A monster. A complete and total monster. And, you know, when I heard about The Other Side Academy while I was incarcerated in Weber County, you know, the one thing that stood out is that it was free. You know, I had burnt every single bridge out there. My parents weren't going to help me get into another program that I was just going to relapse as soon as I got out of. I found that this place was free and this was something that I could do on my own. You know, another thing that stuck out is that the raw feedback that they were going to give me, and that was something that I needed because I never held myself accountable. I needed other people to hold me accountable until I could learn to do that. While at The Other Side Academy, I learned how to have boundaries and be able to set the limits for the things that I want in my life, which was something I had never done before. I learned how to have integrity. That was new. To be able to, you know, do the right thing, even though nobody was watching. The Other Side Academy just, it was a gift. It was an opportunity and I ran with it and it was the best decision I've ever made.
The best decision you've ever made. Other than now you're married and you have a darling little daughter named Phoebe, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Oh. She is our whole world.
And you run this business, this huge business.
Multi-million dollar business.
Who would have thought, you know, a convicted felon and former drug addict could run a multi-million dollar business? Well, we do.
Here you are.
That's what The Other Side Academy creates.
You are living proof that there are success stories. There is hope and healing for not only people that are in this situation, for the parents, the grandparents, for people that have kids that they worry about. Look at you go. I am so proud of both of you. I can't even champion and celebrate you enough. If you are in a position to support The Other Side, please do so. Please shop at their thrift boutiques. Please hire them as movers. Please hire them if you need any contractor or remodeling services, landscaping. Or if you just need a donut, go check out their donuts. You know, Jeff Kaplan was talking about
definitely the donuts.
The key
let's
lime.
Go. Let's go.
I have not had the donuts after this show. I am beelining it to the donut store.
Diego, quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned that they do a variety of contracting services. How small and what areas do they cover?
I wish I have all those details for you. I don't have all the specific information when it comes to The Other Side Builders, but I can definitely see what I can do if I can.
Just a Google search if we do Other Side contractors, Other Side Builders, something like that.
Info will the come Other up. Side Builders will take you directly to their website.
All right, and we will link that for people watching this on the podcast.
That's great, and they'll give you a bid on your project because everyone has something different, correct?
Correct.
Last but not least, we want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends of this community and of this KSL Real Estate Show. They have been serving Utah for over 130 years, and they have a proud history here. They are currently my bank. They do business loans. They do personal loans. They do car loans, you know, real estate loans, kids savings plans, everything that you would ever need. So please support Central Bank. Thank you so much, Sierra and Diego, for being on the show. And thank you, Tim Stay, for being the creator and the genius behind all of this that has really helping all of Utah. Thank you again. We'll see you next week.
Spring break is here, a perfect time to make memories and strengthen bonds with your kids. Research shows that kids who feel close to their parents are less likely to drink alcohol. Did you know alcohol affects a developing brain differently than in adults? A young person's brain keeps developing well into their 20s. Alcohol can alter this development, potentially affecting brain structure and function, leading to learning problems and a greater risk for alcohol use disorder. That's why open conversations about not drinking underage are so important. It doesn't have to be a big talk, just casual, ongoing conversations. Parents play a key role. Even a small amount of parental acceptability can lead to alcohol use. Utah research shows when a child understands that their parents feel it would be very wrong, not just wrong, very wrong, to drink underage, 9 out of 10 kids don't. Every child deserves to reach 21 with a healthy brain and a bright future. For more information and tips on preventing underage drinking, visit parentsempowered.org.